For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. As of yesterday, the state has a new restrictive abortion law. The House of Representatives this week gave final passage to the Fetal Heartbeat Bill, which bans most abortions, and Governor McMaster signed it into law.
It is a duty that we share as Americans and as South Carolinians to protect life above all else. That's what we're here for.
While the new law is now in effect, it's already been challenged in court by two groups, Planned Parenthood and the Greenville Women's Clinic. Federal courts have found similar laws in other states to be unconstitutional, and the U.S. Supreme Court is yet to rule on just how far a state can go in outlawing abortion. State Attorney General Alan Wilson has vowed to vigorously defend the new law in court. The new law makes it illegal for a doctor to perform an abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected, usually at around 6 to 8 weeks of a pregnancy. The House passed the bill on a mostly party-line vote, with Republicans strongly supporting the measure. Republican Representative Melissa Oremus of Aiken told the House when she became pregnant while a teenager in high school, she made the choice to have her baby after hearing its fetal heartbeat.
And I heard that little sound that you hear, that fast 150 beat a minute little sound, a whipping noise. That sound to me was proved to me that I had a human being inside of me.
Many Democrats opted not to participate in the debate, claiming the House was on the verge of enacting a law they believe is clearly unconstitutional. House Minority Leader Todd Rutherford of Columbia led most of the Democrats out of the House chamber when the bill came up for debate, and he charged the Republican majority with playing politics with women's rights.
The hypocrisy has to end, and it needs to end now. And that is why the House Democratic Caucus and all of my colleagues, preachers and teachers, lawyers, people that come every day up here to try and do their best, decided that the best thing for us to do was to stand in this lobby right now. Right here.
Enactment of the heartbeat law this week was the culmination of years of effort by conservatives and religious groups to pass a strong anti-abortion bill. Last November's election, strengthening the Republican majority in the state Senate, finally allowed supporters to be able to push a bill through both legislative bodies. Dave Wilson, president of the Palmetto Family Council, which has long worked for restricting abortion, says what's important is state law now makes a clear statement on when persons, even if some are still in their mother's wombs, can be affected by other existing laws.
When you put it into state law that recognizes a heartbeat is the sign of life, it gives a level of definition of what other laws apply to protecting that life.
Opponents of the new law maintain that lawmakers, who are predominantly men, haven't listened to the needs of women when it comes to social issues such as abortion. Ann Warner, CEO of WREN, the Women's Rights and Empowerment Network, says despite the new law, abortion won't go away in the state and it will pose more dangers to women's health.
When we get in the way of access to health care, when we criminalize certain aspects of reproductive health care, we make it much more dangerous. And there, again, are lots of studies that show that abortion bans and abortion restrictions make it more likely that a pregnancy will result in a bad outcome.
The new law makes doctors criminally liable for abortions performed beyond the fetal heartbeat time frame. It does, however, contain exceptions for rape or incest and if a woman's life is in danger. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.